Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. Supreme Court found on Monday Donald Trump cannot be prosecuted for official actions taken as president, but can for private acts in a landmark ruling, recognizing for the first time any form of presidential immunity from prosecution. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The 6-3 decision written by Chief Justice John Roberts split down partisan lines and threw out a lower court's decision rejecting Trump's claims of immunity from criminal charges. It ordered the lower courts to evaluate which of the alleged crimes in the indictment were, quote, official and therefore immune from prosecution, and which were, quote, unofficial and potentially criminal. The Supreme Court's slow handling of the immunity case has already helped Trump by making it unlikely that any trial on charges brought by special counsel Jack Smith could be completed before the 2024 election.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. U.S. President Joe Biden on Monday criticized the Supreme Court ruling on presidential immunity that was seen as a win for his election rival, former President Donald Trump.
This is a fundamentally new principle, and it's a dangerous precedent, because the power of the office will no longer be constrained by the law, even including the Supreme Court of the United States.
Taliban authorities were told women must be included in public life, UN Undersecretary General Rosemary DiCarlo said on Monday as she defended a decision to sideline civil society groups at official talks in Doha. Rights organizations have strongly criticized the controversial UN move to exclude the groups, including women's rights activists, from the two-day meeting on Afghanistan as the price for the Taliban government's participation. The UN-hosted meeting began on Sunday and is the third such gathering to be held in Qatar in a little over a year.